No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's Maylaw. Captain Dennis, we are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Coming up a little bit later on, Sam is going to jump on board and give us an update on the Beach Bash and the Bluegrass event coming up in a few months. And we're probably just going to talk some, you know, just overall lifestyle flying stuff with him. He's been doing some interesting things lately. We'll get him on accordingly and discuss what we need to. However, before we do that, we got to talk about some news that just broke this week. Canadian airline WestJet, or at least, I don't know, WestJet flies all over, but they're like the second largest airline in Canada.
Well, they're also the economy carrier. You know, they've got Air Canada, which is like your Delta, but then you've got WestJet, which is their equivalent of a Spirit or Frontier, you know, a low-cost carrier.
Right. And I guess a few months ago or a year or two ago, they launched 28-inch seats. Which,
they called it densified seating.
What? Say that again?
Densified seating.
Okay.
That's a polite way of saying we're going to cram two more rows into this tube.
Right.
And y'all are going to lose the leg room to make up for it.
See this can of sardines? That's you. And
no, we can make it tighter.
Yeah. Well, Spirit's already done it, I guess. There's been some other airlines that have already done this, and they were just kind of following the lead. However, the Canadians have revolted, and they were going to do it in like 40 aircraft, I guess. They got to 21. And I don't know, somebody complained and put a viral video out there that got the attention of the higher ups. It's like, whoa, let's pump the brakes on this. Maybe we need to backtrack. This isn't the kind of publicity we want. And they have decided to roll back this effort to put in these 28-inch seats. Or, you know, and when I say 28, that's like leg room. Right.
That's the pitch, the space between each row.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And that's, I'm 6'1". I can barely get in one of those. I've done it. I've been in a situation like that. I don't like it. The seats don't recline. And I try to avoid at all costs. You know, if you're smaller, maybe it's not a big deal. But for tall folks, for bigger folks, you know, it doesn't really affect that so much. I don't know what the ass size of the seat is.
Well, that part they can't really change. The tube is still only so wide, and they're getting six seats in it. They're not making the aisle bigger or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a legroom kind of thing.
It's literally front to, you know, knees to seat back.
Right.
And right now it's in negative space, I think.
Yeah, if you're over six, you're asking for it to have your knees buckled or, you know. Yeah, you're not going to be super comfortable. And these people that this video on YouTube, I think, that went viral, I think the guy, his daughter was taping his, her father, who was, I think, 6'4", I believe is what it was. And yeah, he did not look very comfortable. And it was a 4-hour flight. I mean, oh my God, I can't, that would suck. I mean, it's, you know, I've suffered through about an hour and a half like that, but a 4-hour, oof.
Starting to risk deep vein thrombosis and all sorts of problems, you know, with blood pooling up and where it's not supposed to.
Right. Well,
I mean, imagine an emergency. I mean, if it's that crammed and hard to get into while you're boarding, imagine trying to get out when things are on fire.
Well,
I can't believe it's safe.
Yeah. Well, all that aside, you know, the safety issues is one thing, but really it's just the comfort. And, you know, it kind of sucks. I mean, you get what you pay for and you get what you don't, you know, and, but the thing is at least up in Canada, they're listening and they're going to roll back that effort. Now, I don't know if this will be a trend that some of the low cost carriers in the States will follow. I doubt it because they've been doing it. And, if anything, they'd probably like to make it even tighter if they could, But maybe we've reached the limit. Maybe 28 is the absolute minimum before people start pushing back and the airline say, okay, we cry uncle. We won't go any worse than that.
No, it's going to continue to be like that. As long as somebody in accounting, you know, there's a bean counter out there looking at how much more can we squeeze, you know, if we do this,
right,
and they get the money to do it, to try to squeeze every dime out of that flight.
Well, that may be. Or maybe technology will beat them to the punch, which brings us to our next story about Ozempic and GLP-1, I guess, right?
Yeah, so, the new miracle weight loss drugs. I'm surprised that the airlines haven't figured this one out yet and started providing free prescriptions for their larger passengers.
Well, that's maybe where they're going with this. They're like, hey, we don't have to go smaller in the seats because we're just going to make the people smaller. Because there was an article that came out this week that said basically that is happening. That people are getting smaller because of Ozempic, which may lend itself to these smaller seats and less space necessary for the people on aircraft. What do you think, Dennis?
Well, I mean, we talked about those same accountants, the same people that are figuring out how tight can we pack them in, did the study and figured out the airlines could save around $580 million just in the United States if all of their passengers were on Ozempic and lost weight.
Yeah. So are they going to give that money back?
God, no.
And discounts and things? Yeah,
no, I don't think absolutely not. But you got to remember, we've talked about this before. Airplanes don't care how many butts are in the seats or how tight they're packed. They only care about the total weight. And airlines have been very crucial on selecting things like the paper back when we used to have in-flight magazines. You know, some airlines only pack small cans of Coke because, hey, every little bit adds up, you know?
Right.
So anything they can do to save weight. I mean, I remember there was a study done that said they're actually going to make money by switching to electronic flight bags by not having all the pilots carrying all those Jeppesen charts. They actually could see a return on investment in fuel savings.
Mm-hmm.
So start to extrapolate that out to the, you know, parasitic drag in the back of the plane. Hey, if everybody lost 25% of their body mass, how much more fuel would it take, or how much less fuel would it take to fly these planes?
Right. I still wonder, you know, how long is it going to take until one of the airlines actually does start charging according to weight?
Some, you know, do. But I mean, there are some airlines, Air New Zealand, Finnair, and Korea have been criticized for weighing passengers at the gate to help calculate weight and balance. Some of it is just be done because they do this on a regular basis. They'll randomly select flights and weigh the passengers and see how that compares to their standard numbers that they use.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you start doing that, people are going to revolt because already the people of size are complaining about having to buy a second seat on Southwest when they used to get, you know, a free second seat, one for each cheek.
Right.
<It's> like, I got to paint the picture.
But if you know, you purchase the ticket like a month or two out, like, hey, you can pay this price. We'll throw in a free dose of Ozempic and then we'll see you in 30 days. And like, yeah, you'll get this particular discount. I don't know. I mean, yeah, the weighing is one thing, but I mean, you know, if you weigh less, I mean, I'm not totally against this idea, but the problem is they would still nickel and dime you to death, and, you know, they're not going to give the savings back to the passengers. Like, so if you're half the weight of someone who wants to sit next to you and they get charged double, well, okay, they get charged double, but are you going to charge me half? Nah, they're not going to do
that. Absolutely not. Remember, American removed an olive from each passenger's salad, saved them $40,000 a year in food and fuel by going from two olives to one on a salad.
Yeah.
And that the passengers didn't see a $40,000 reduction in their ticket costs.
Correct. Yeah. It goes into someone else's pocket, not ours. So I don't know what the, you know, if we're just going to see more of this continue, or could there be, you know, finally, that's just, at least in this case, with the pitch number, there was some blowback and they actually listened and said, okay, we'll back off and expand it back out a little bit. We'll see, I guess. We got to make our frustration known. Right.
How much of it was due to just being in Canada? I mean, where they have to dress warmly and for half the year.
I don't know. But whatever.
You can't get by with spandex and,
get out your phone.
Like Canada, Florida.
Get those viral videos going. I guess that's one way to grease that wheel a little bit. All right. More coming up on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.